Ready? The Lord has risen. He has risen indeed. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Cloudcroft United Methodist Church Easter service. Of course, we miss you being here, but we know that we're all connected through the Holy Spirit and in the body of Christ. Bow your heads for our opening prayer. O Lord, risen, alive, and full of grace, you paid such a price that we might live in freedom today. We worship you, holy name, and give thanks for your redeeming grace. Heavenly Father, we drink in your tender love so that we can pour this love out to others. Come, reign in our hearts, minds, and spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to complete our every word, action, and thought. Come transform us on the inside so that each day we can become more like our risen Lord. Amen. Please bow your heads for intercessory prayer. Lord of all, it saddens our hearts to see the great suffering of your beloved children in the world. We bring to mind all those near and far who find themselves in hard places today. We especially pray for those who suffer physically with illnesses or mentally with depression or anxiety. Lord, come breathe on this people by your Holy Spirit and bring great love, hope, and joy through us, your church. Help us to minister to others, even during these circumstances, in the strength of your Holy Spirit, and to work in unity together. May we shine your glorious light into the darkness and remain steadfast and true to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Come bring miracles of provision, healing, and restoration. Speak into our lives so that we might play our part in changing the world. We ask all this in the wonderful name of Jesus, and it is in his name that all together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we will forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the power forever. Amen.
He molded and built a small, lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with moss. He grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. Nothing took his life, with love he gave it. He was crucified on a tree with great love for man. God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down, sped upon, rejected, and made. the tree that he created with great love for man. God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might move free. He grew the tree
from today comes from Matthew 28, 1 through 15, and it reads, "After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen, just like he said. Come, see the place where he laid. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet still filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah to the Son of God. Today I also call it my Adoption Sunday, because if it had not been for Christ, I wouldn't be part of Jesus' family, and actually not even part of the Christian family and this church family. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world from the Father, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, did wonderful miracles. He loved people, but nevertheless, he was crucified for our sins. And then on the third day, he was raised from the dead, never to die again. And Luke tells us, having done all his historical research, that for 40 days, Jesus gave many infallible proofs. And Paul himself was kind of like a Johnny come lately, because you know he was not part of the crucifixion. He said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 6, that 500 people had seen him alive, and some of those are still alive, if you want to talk to them. He was raised physically. They recognized him. They could put their hands in his wounds. He ate fish in front of them, precisely to say a spirit, a ghost, doesn't have flesh and bones. As you can see, I have. Luke 24, 39. And yet it was more than physical, because he seemed to go and come at will. Locked doors didn't get in his way. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. He sits at the throne with God. He intercedes for us there, praying for his people every day. He is reigning until he put all his enemies under his feet. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Matthew 28:18. He will never die again. He has the keys of death and hell in his hands. Today is like no other Easter we can remember in our lifetimes, and one I pray we will never see again. Not only is our building closed and we cannot get together physically, but our country and the whole world is hurting. So many are sick, so many have died. So many changes are still to come. Someone mentioned to me this week, they said, "I guess we're not celebrating Easter Sunday this year." After reassuring them that we would celebrate Easter services and that it will just look different this year, I was thinking, what is the true meaning behind that question? What would make them think that Easter would be different this year? What could really change our Easter Sunday for those that believe in Christ as our Savior? Church, today we can be and feel like Resurrection Sunday if we look at what we do have, what has not changed, what can be taken away from us instead of what we don't have. It is still Resurrection Sunday if we're not together. This year, we might not be wearing a brand new Easter dress. Those of you that only come to church on Easter Sunday and Christmas Eve might only come once this year. We're going to miss you. Family and friends will not be getting together for lunch. There will be no Easter egg hunt for the children this year. But maybe we're missing what we don't have and not remembering what really makes Easter Sunday so special. What really makes Easter Sunday has not changed. We can celebrate the resurrection of Christ any and any Sunday, actually any day we want to. Let's look at some of the things that we can celebrate today. First and foremost, God has defeated death for you. Satan conspired with Judas, Pilate, and the Jewish leaders to kill the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, loosing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Acts 2:24. And if you believe in him, death cannot hold you either. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet he shall live." John 11:25. That is the hope that we have in Jesus today. Then God has purchased his promises for you. Jesus rose to prove the Old Testament promises and warnings were truly from God. God promises have always been the only lifeline of hope for those of us living under the supreme death penalty. We would really be lost. We could really mean it when we said, "Is there anything more than life than this, that the time that we spend here?" But because of Jesus' sacrifice, his willingness to take the burden of our sins upon his shoulders and dying for us, we, those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, will have eternal life with the Father, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. The promises simply seem too good to be true until we see God raise Jesus from the dead. Suddenly, what seems so impossible to man was wonderfully possible and guaranteed to us with Jesus. And then God said he will restore everything wrong or broken in front of you. The Apostle Peter called it in Acts 3:19 and 21. He says, "Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins might be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he might send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time of all the things to be completed here on earth, which God spoke through the mouth of his prophets a long time ago. Jesus rose to prove he would eventually return and make all things right again. This last year provides another 12 months of evidence that this world is broken, and it's still breaking. At this Easter is another statement that our hope is alive in Jesus. Regardless of what's coming around us, our hope is still alive in Jesus. The world will be rid of sin, including all its causes and consequences. In God's wise and loving plan, that day is not today. But today is a great day to stop beside the empty tomb and remember what will be one day. Even though our bondage to sin is great, Jesus can really set us free. Peter healed a man lame from birth, inviting him to finally walk after all these years in the healing name of Jesus. The priest came to arrest Peter and John, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead, Acts 4:2. In custody and under trial, Peter boldly said, "Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which must be saved." Acts 4:10-12. Jesus rose to prove that you really can be saved from your sins. Yes, God will not only rescue you, but will rescue people from all over the world. Jesus was the promised Messiah of Israel, but he did not die and rise only for ethnic Israel. Again, Paul preaches in Acts 26:22-23. His death not only reconciled us to God, but reconciled us to one another across every conceivable barrier and boundary. And his resurrection is powerful enough to hold out hope to people everywhere on earth, meaning that there will be no stone unturned that will not hear the name of Jesus be proclaimed and will not have the opportunity to declare him their Lord and Savior. And no evil can disrupt God's good plans for you. Jesus rose to prove that God is sovereign even over the worst evil in the world. Acts 2:23. And by raising his son from the dead on Easter, he promised to work all things, including the hardest and most painful things in our lives, for the good of all his children. It is hard to imagine some good coming out of these circumstances. But if we look around, if we see how people have mobilized to help strangers, to do things that they never thought they would be able to do or were even inclined to do. We have restaurants providing free meals. We here in town, we have the senior center still doing all they can to make sure that the seniors are being taken care of. There's each one of you. I hope you guys are calling each other. I hope that you keep in touch with each other and you give support and encouragement through these times. There's so much outpouring of love. Maybe society would not know how much love we still have in our hearts if we could not go through this time of trial. And finally, apart from the resurrection of Christ, who died so that we could have eternal life in him, I want to remind you, you are alive today, which means that God still has something for you to do. It means that he's still working in your perfection, making you more like him every day. Regardless of your age, circumstances, regardless of where you are in your faith, God has not given up on you. Jesus has not given up on you. The Holy Spirit, who was given to you when you proclaimed Jesus as your Savior, is still walking with you. We today should be thankful because we are alive. No, this Easter Sunday is not like any other Easter we can remember. But let's make it one we will never forget. Not only because of the circumstances in the world and how it shows how fragile we all are. It doesn't matter what race, what color, what social economics, are we famous or unknown, homeless or live in a castle. It has shown how fragile we the world can be. Today, let's not remember it only because of those circumstances, but because today you set up extra time to talk to God. Let us remember it because today you are really focusing on all that Jesus Christ has done for you. Remember it because you took more time to intercede today in prayer, not only for those you know and those you love, but for those you will never meet. Because you continue to be faithful in your financial support for your church, giving it life in this moment of sorrow and crisis. If it wasn't for you, if it wasn't because of your generosity, and if it wasn't because of your faith in Jesus Christ, churches all over the world, after the end of this virus, might not open their doors again. Maybe in years to come, what you will remember about this Resurrection Sunday is the celebration of Jesus' miracle in your hearts. Let us pray. Lord God, you love this world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that we may be called your children too. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have hearts of thankfulness for your sacrifice. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in your salvation. Help us to walk in that mighty grace and tell your good news to the whole world. All for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before I give you your blessing, I want to wish you a very peaceful and healthful Resurrection Sunday. May in the homes where you are, you will find everything you need to make this Sunday the most significant Sunday of your life. God bless you. Receive this blessing from the Lord. May the celebration of a resurrected life bring new hope to your being. May the victory over earthly death turn your eyes towards the promises of heaven. May the empty tomb help you to leave your sorrows at the foot of the cross, so that God's hope, promises, and forgiveness may reign in your life now and forever. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. We miss you. Soon we'll be together again. God bless you.